Moncrief on News Talk.
According to a piece in the Huffington Post, American tourists can be easily spotted because they eat too quickly. Now, you could say the same thing about Irish people as well. Is this simply a case of us all being uncouth, or are there health ramifications? We're joined by the dietitian Aoife Quinn. Afternoon, Aoife.
Hi there.
Do you have any theories as to why we eat so quickly?
Well, I suppose it's, for a lot of people, it's down to their busy lifestyles, really, isn't it? And the on-the-go nature of our day-to-day routines now. Alongside that, I feel like we're just very distracted with our, again, busy lifestyles, screens, laptops, kids, work, etc. So that's definitely part of it.
Yeah, I wonder, is it the famine? You know the way you put food in front of a dog? The dog will eat the food like it's the last food they're ever going to see. And somehow in our folk memory, we kind of feel the same. So we have to kind of stuff in as much as possible for the just in cases.
Yeah, that's definitely a theory anyway.
But you see, at the same time, all the things you said, the busy lifestyle, the screens and all that, they have that in France. They have that in Italy. But people take their time eating. So there does seem to be a cultural component in this.
Yeah, absolutely. So parts of Europe, as you said, they've got more of a culture where they sit and enjoy the environment around them, the people around them, the actual act of sitting down and sharing a meal. And the kind of nature of the food itself doesn't always take center stage, I guess. And yeah. In a way, that's a much nicer way to be, isn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Now, the irony of that, let's say in France and Italy, where they really are, you know, excited about food, and food's a big thing, and the quality of the food, but they still take their time eating it, whereas we're eating any old crap, processed, you know, lasagna, and we're cramming it in as quickly as possible. When you do eat quickly, what happens to your kind of digestive system, and how is that perhaps bad for your digestive system?
Yes, that's a great point. So the reason why we do want to slow down and take approximately 20 to 30 minutes to eat our meals is to firstly allow our fullness hormones like leptin to be communicated up to our brain to say, actually, I've had enough now. So first things first, we don't really want to be overeating, which can happen if we eat too quickly. But the other side of it is down to that kind of digestive piece that you're talking about. So things like reflux and bloating, you're far more likely to get those if you're, I suppose, for lack of a better term, speed eating and not paying attention. Even not necessarily down to just kind of the speed at which you eat, if you're kind of eating distracted, not really paying attention to what you're doing, you're more likely to swallow air alongside that and not chew your food fully. And that's the first kind of part of digesting food, is that mechanical breakdown of it. So we're talking kind of chewing food between 25 to 40 times per mouthful.
Oh.
And I can say a lot of people don't do that.
Yeah, absolutely. They don't. Also, to a certain extent, we're all, you know, and most people probably have their main meal in the evening, and then you're kind of shoveling it in, and you're actually 3/4 way through it, and technically you're full, but you don't realise that, so you keep eating.
Absolutely, yeah. So it does, you want to have it kind of at least 20 minutes before you can really say, am I full or not? What we kind of want to do is think about what our body is telling us. And slowing down gives us that time and space to listen to those hunger to fullness cues. Something I'd quite often encourage people to use if they struggle with this, kind of thinking, right, have I had enough? Am I too full now? Is if you look up something called the hunger to fullness scale. It's just a really simple 1 to 10 scale, 1 being I'm absolutely starving, haven't eaten a day, to 10 being I'm so full, I've had 2 Christmas dinners. And you're trying to keep within kind of a 4 to 7 range along that scale. And that allows you kind of really to tune in to those hunger and fullness signals.
Right. One of our listeners says if you eat slowly, then the spuds go cold. We're back to the famine again. That's the same thing. Is it worse than in restaurants? Because you know the way and nowadays it's more the norm. You book a table for 7:30 or something and they say, we'll need it back at 9:30 and we'll need it back at X time. And that kind of puts pressure on you to do it more quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. Particularly if you're going into a meal out and thinking, you know, I want to get my value for the evening out and having 3 courses. That's a lot to get through in the course of an hour and a half. And of course, from when you sit down to when the food comes out, you mightn't actually have that much time to enjoy the food in front of you. It's certainly worth eating at your own pace, maybe considering whether or not you need to have all three courses or just enjoy the one that you've got the time for.
Aoife, a lot of sense there. Thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Aoife Quinn there, the dietitian.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.